Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline, none other than Steven Strasburg. Steven, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Let's start with the news from yesterday. Special assistant to head coach Kevin Vance. I'm not sure I saw this coming from you, man. Like, what has possessed you to, you know, get this much closer to being back on the field again?
Yeah, I really care about the San Diego State baseball program, and I feel like that, you know, they're a sleeping giant, and, you know, college baseball is such a fun sport to watch. And, you know, obviously seeing what the Padres have done over the years here, this is a baseball town, and I really want to do everything I can to get Tony Gwynn Stadium back into the spotlight. And it's going to be a fun process, I believe.
Yeah, Steven, I mean, look, it's a great venue, right? It's first class, you know, Division I baseball stadium. When you pitched there, you saw what it looked like with 3,000 people in there. But as Tony mentioned, I mean, I know you were always kind of on the outside, you know, lending your support to the baseball program. Was there anything in particular, though, that pushed you to make another little jump here? And will you actually be in the dugout, or will you be around the team at practice? What's your role, or do you know that yet?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a little bit of everything. You know, they brought in a great coaching staff and Kevin Vance, Tyler Holt, Kevin Heiss. Really enjoyed getting a chance to know them this fall. A lot of new players there, and it's a lot of really good momentum for the program, which has kind of been stagnant for some years. And I really want to just do everything I can to get them over the next hump. And you know, I really believe that, you know, they can be a national contender someday.
Steven, I mean, obviously, Kevin Vance in his first year as head coach here at San Diego State. I mean, what type of wisdom will you be able to impart, or what will you be actually kind of sitting back and watching as I'm sure these players are going to have tons and tons of questions for you as as you arrive there at practice for the first time.
Yeah, you know, it's I can honestly say that I've experienced the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in this game. And, you know, I'm just want to make myself available to share my experience, and hopefully something clicks with them, because, you know, once an Aztec, always an Aztec. And, you know, there's Aztecs throughout this game still. And I really want to do everything in my power to highlight that and just show that, you know, we're all here in the dugout with them this season and moving forward.
Steven, when you played for Tony's dad at San Diego State, I'm just curious, going back a little bit, what originally attracted you to San Diego State? Obviously, you grew up here. And talk a little bit about, if I recall correctly, you were a closer your freshman year and how you went from that to starting and how that kind of changed your life. And I think the last thing would be how Tony's dad handled you and prepared you for the pro game. I always thought that was a big part of everything.
Yeah, it was really a match made in heaven for me. It changed my life. I grew up, I got into baseball at 3 years old because of Tony Gwynn. I just became infatuated with it, obsessed with it. And I was blessed enough that San Diego State saw some potential in me, and they gave me an opportunity. I went into that freshman year. I didn't have a role, and I had some great upperclassmen there that really took me under their wing and showed me what it really took on a daily basis to get better. Really the rest is history. It's my career would have probably never gotten off the ground if it wasn't for everybody there at State.
Steven, as year one approaches for Kevin and this team, obviously I read the story today that was written and by Kirk Kenny, and he was talking about how, it was always the goal to get to Omaha at San Diego State. Not to say that has changed in recent years, but it does seem like it's a little bit further away. What are some of the things that you've been able to kind of highlight? And I know you've talked about some of the work you've done behind the scenes, but Tony Gwynn Stadium needing to kind of fit the mold of what, a team who goes to Omaha plays in. What are some of the new fixes that are approaching San Diego State this year?
Yeah, there's been a large increase in support to the program over the last 2 or 3 years. And ultimately, this is a passion project for me. I grew up going to Tony Gwynn Stadium with my dad, and I had just amazing memories watching the Aztecs. My parents are alumni. I consider Tony Gwynn Stadium to be the premier venue in this city. And, with time, everything begins to change a little bit. And, my goal is to get, those facilities back to being what they were when I was a kid. And I really believe that if, all the talent in the backyard has an option to go to San Diego State and be given the resources and facilities to get better every day, that's where you're going to see some real gains in terms of competitiveness long term. And then also, going into the Pac-12 is huge. It's Oregon State is no joke. They've done it before, and they're continuing to be at the top level in the game. And that's our direct competition. So we got to continue to keep building to be ready for that play and hopefully make some noise.
It's totally possible what he's talking about.
100%.
Right. You know that, Tony. And I know it because right when I got done playing, your dad was still there. And, we had Meacham and, Al Newman at the time. And a team that I believe got all the way up to number 2 in the nation, and deservedly so, was top 10 for 2 or 3, 4 years there. So we know this can be done. But how do you make the next step? That seems like getting it back. And can you get one player? Do you need to get a bunch of kids from local to kind of start the ball rolling, Steven?
Yeah. From personal experience, moving back to San Diego, I dabbled in high school baseball last year, helping out coaching. And, the general consensus that I've seen from the high school athlete at this point is that, unfortunately, San Diego State is a little bit of an afterthought. And, in this new era, everybody wants to go to, an SEC school and things like that. But I think you can just really look at how strong our alumni are from San Diego State baseball. We're littered throughout the game. And that really shows what this program is capable of. And now it's a matter of, really just going out there and making steady improvements. And, it's much like the Field of Dreams movie. If you build it, they will come.
Steven, now, having spent some time with you and know how you came up in this game, it's a lot different now. Pitchers view pitching, I think, a little bit different than it was once viewed. How does that jive with the way that you see the kind of art of pitching. Obviously, a lot of velocity in today's game, a lot of spin, maybe not as much concern on command. And I know you won't be the pitching coach, but I would be silly, I would think, for you know, you not to be participating at least a little bit. How do you see kind of merging what you know and with today's kind of way of going about pitching?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a balancing act. You know, it's amazing to see how developed college players are. It just seems like the game as a whole is getting younger, and there's so many guys coming out of the draft that are immediately going right to the big leagues and having success. You know, that's wasn't necessarily the case. Like when I was there, you know, there was a handful of guys, but it just seems like that the technology and the pitching development, the hitting development aspect is so much, there's so much more data and information that's being thrown at these players. And really it comes down to how do you balance that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're out there competing, you know, I had a pitching coach in D.C., Steve McCaddy, and he always said, you know, paralysis by analysis.
Yep.
And, you know, there's, I noticed just watching games that, you know, a lot of guys like to have the iPads there reviewing their spin and everything like that. I'm more like, well, is it a strike? Are you
right.
being an offensive player as
right.
a pitcher,
right.
getting into favorable counts? Because, you know, that's what separates, you know, championship caliber teams and programs is that are you consistently putting yourself in a position to have success more than failure?
I think San Diego State couldn't be luckier to have Steven Strasburg coming back and working with this baseball program and, you know, kind of a hands-on part of it. If you don't mind, Steven, just to go back a little recollecting at SDSU, we talk about your no-hitter here often. My question to you, do you know who Michael Beltran is? Ring
Michael
any bell?
Michael Beltran.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds familiar, that's for sure.
Okay, he is a guy who got probably the most unlikeliest hit in college baseball history because he had the only hit against Strasburg in the game. You struck out 23 batters, and I still marvel at that one. I was there for your no-hitter, but 23 strikeouts, you only four guys put the ball in play the whole game. I don't know. How do you even explain
that
one?
Well, it's funny. You know, I can't honestly remember any of the strikeouts, but I do remember that hit. It
was
a little like bouncing ground ball up the middle, just outside of our reach of our second baseman, and he was running hard down the line. So that's all you got to do as a hitter is get down the line hard 90.
Steven, you mentioned you know, you kind of collected your own data in watching today's game. Well, I'm pretty sure you've watched at least a little bit of last night's World Series game, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, if you were on the mound, how would you attack Shohei Ohtani? Because at this point, Toronto is waving the white flag.
Yeah, they've given up.
And I'm not mad at them. I think they should have waved it maybe a little bit earlier than they did. From what you've seen, I know you're not on the field. I know you've watched him at least a little bit. How would you try to attack Shohei Ohtani?
Well, to be 100% honest, I would go with the approach of make him walk.
okay.
You know, another guy on that team that gave me fits for a long time is Freddie Freeman. And, you know, it wasn't until I decided well before my start that I wasn't going to let him beat me that, you know, I started to do slightly better. But still, you know, those guys are just so incredibly talented, and you can throw the perfect pitch, and
yeah.
You know they can still do a ton of damage with it. So, yeah, just know where your outs are in the lineup, and right now he's not one of them.
Isn't that funny that I'm looking it up? He knows. Freeman is the all-time hit leader against Strasburg of all baseball players.
Like you said, he doesn't remember any
no,
of those 23
right.
strikeouts.
You
he remembers
always,
the dinker up
you
the middle.
Always though. Remember that stuff. Steven.
Well, I mean, you just see guys that you play with. And, you know, Freddie and I go way back. We actually played scout ball together. He was a little bit younger than me. And you know, when I was coming up, it was Jason Hayward and Freddie. And, you know, there was just – I remember sometimes when I just threw what I thought was a really good changeup, and he somehow stayed back on it and hit it off the wall the other way. And that's where you just got to tip your cap.
Not many guys did that against you, though. And especially, I mean, your World Series hero year, man, that's something to treasure forever. And if we had more time, we'd probably run through every one of those games, too. But it's exciting, man. We had a great time out at your golf alumni thing last year, and everything you're doing for the school is fantastic. And you know, I'm so happy for Aztec baseball people right now.
We are very, we're very lucky to have Stephen. We've taken enough of your time, Stephen, man. Appreciate you coming on, and look forward to seeing you a lot more in the next few weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it, Anthony, and all the best. Go Aztecs.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.